Well, immigration is on the agenda today in Washington. President Biden is meeting with leaders of the Hispanic community this afternoon as illegal crossings at the southern border hit record highs and as his administration decides to continue turning away migrants under the same public health rule that the Trump administration used. Sabrina Rodriguez is immigration reporter for Politico. Sabrina, good to speak with you.
Thanks for having me on. Great to speak to you.
Sure. So yesterday, the White House said it would continue a public health rule called Title 42 that the Trump administration had been using to turn back migrants during the pandemic. Why? They had been considering phasing this out.
Yeah, well, you know, we've seen since the start of the Biden administration, they've been saying that they want to work towards removing Title 42. It's a controversial public health order imposed by the Trump administration at the start of the pandemic. The argument is that, you know, migrants arriving at the border in the middle of a pandemic pose a public health risk. We've seen immigrant advocates, Democrats, immigration lawyers saying, you know, that's not a valid argument. There's ways to test and quarantine migrants and still let them seek asylum, which is under U.S. law allowed. So the Biden administration for months has been saying, you know, we're working on it. We want to get rid of it. We understand that we don't want to keep this in place. However, with, you know, the fast spreading Delta variant, with the large numbers that we're seeing, the big spike in migrants arriving at the border, they decided against it at last minute, and now it's going to be in place indefinitely.
Do we know what kind of public health crisis there is at the border? In other words, are migrants actually being tested when they come into U.S. custody?
Yeah, so there's not a uniform system, which is one of the frustrations that we've heard from officials along the border. And, you know, conservatives have definitely taken up that criticism of the Biden administration. Right now, depending on which section of the border, and even just in one state, if we're talking about, you know, the Texas-Mexico border, in one area of Texas, there's an organized with the city, organized with nonprofits, for migrants to get tested if they get, you know, if they're not being sent back immediately and they come and are actually being released to meet with their families and such, they'll get tested. And that's organized through a nonprofit, that's organized through the state, through local communities. Some people get tested with Customs and Border Protection, but there just isn't one uniform system where we say, okay, these are all the numbers of people that tested positive, or this is the protocol for everyone that tests positive. It just varies depending on where you are.
I see. Well, advocates are promising that they're going to challenge the Biden administration over this Title 42 decision. And as I said, the president is meeting with members of the Hispanic community today. What is the sense of how that meeting will go? What do they want?
Yeah, so, you know, the Latino leaders that he's meeting with, you know, part of it is it was timed not necessarily with the news on immigration. It was very much timed with the second anniversary of the El Paso shooting. So there will be lots of talks of, you know, gun reform, the economic agenda, voting rights. You know, the White House is being very clear that they don't want to just focus on immigration in this meeting. However, you know, one of the big focal points for the Biden administration at this point is them pushing for Congress to pass immigration reform. So at this point, it seems like that'll be a big focal point of the talks of how to pass a pathway to citizenship for, you know, DACA recipients / you know, the Dreamers, recipients of temporary protected status, which has been a big priority for this administration, but they have not succeeded in doing it so far.
And just very briefly, I mean, that seems unlikely in this Congress, doesn't it?
Yes, it's definitely been a challenge. You know, Democrats, their best bet right now is the reconciliation that they're figuring out for a big budget bill. So it gets kind of all into the technicalities of Congress, but that might be Democrats' only shot in the coming months.
Sabrina Rodriguez is an immigration reporter for Politico. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.